You're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs. Jeanette Benkovic is an international speaker, author, retreat leader, and television host. She will be presenting at the Diocese of Wilmington's Women's Conference, sponsored by the Diocesan Office for Marriage and Family Life, at St. Joseph Church in Middletown, Delaware, on Saturday, November 1st. And I'm very happy to welcome to the program Jeanette Benkovic. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Well, hey, Bob. It's great to be with all of you, and I'm so looking forward to being with the women in the Diocese of Wilmington and in all of your, you know, broadcast area. I'm certainly hoping that we get a very good turnout because God has something terrific that he wants to do in the heart of his daughters when we come together.
Well, I'm very happy to have you on the phone with us today to tell us about the conference. But before we do, Jeanette, tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would, please.
Well, sure. You know, I was born and raised a Catholic and attended 12 years of parochial education, headed off to the Pennsylvania State University after I graduated from high school. And I was of the era, Bob, when there was a great deal of unrest on college campuses. It was in the high point of the Vietnam War, and there were all kinds of campus protests and riots that were breaking out all around the country. And Penn State, of course, was no real exception to that. And as much as I would like to say I remained unscathed by the voice of the age at that point in time, I'd have to grab a good and holy priest and go to the sacrament of confession because that just wasn't the case. I became involved in all of what was going on college campuses at that time. And so much of it was in opposition to the faith that I had been raised in that I began to enter into a non-practicing phase of my life. I never really left the church and practiced another religion. I just became a non-practicing Catholic. It was going to take me 10 years from that experience until I came back to the arms of Holy Mother Church, which I did in 1981 through the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. And it seems as though as soon as I did come back to the church, God had a plan in mind for me, a mission really, that he was entrusting to me in Catholic communications through television and radio. And out of that also grew Women of Grace. So I am one who can testify to the mercy and the love of God and how it is that no sin is greater than his mercy. So I am grateful. I am grateful to the gift of the Sacrament of Reconciliation and to all that God does in and through the sacraments of our church.
Now, Jeanette, your Women of Grace apostolate is very multifaceted. It's very intriguing. Can you tell us a little bit more about how that came about?
Yes. You know, I became married to my husband, Anthony, in 1973, and he and I had three children together. And it was out of that gift of motherhood that I think I began to experience within my heart a movement towards other women. And I had been asked to write a book back in 1998, Bob. Actually, it was published in 98. It was 3 years prior to that, back in 95. I had been asked to write a book. And I had been speaking at women's events at that point in time, and I began to notice that so many women seemed very disconnected from what it meant to be authentically woman in the eyes of God. Not that I really knew what that meant. I didn't. But I began to see this depression, really, in the eyes of so many women, and they would come up for prayer. And these were women who were really very successful individuals, whether they were active in their communities, whether they were active in their parishes, or whether they were active in the professional role. These were women that the world would look at and say, well, you know, they have it all. I mean, this is what women want today. They've achieved it. And yet there was this sadness of heart and this real discontent that was lingering within them. The majority of them were also wives and mothers. So, you know, based on what we were hearing in the secular world as to what it was that women should have and accomplish, these ladies had it all, but they were profoundly, profoundly unhappy, and it began to trouble me. And I myself had experienced some of this in years prior to this, so I began to search out the documents of the church, especially with regard to what was being said about women, and it was with obvious happiness of heart that I came across Mulieris Dignitatem and John Paul II's letter to women. I read some earlier writings, too. I started to read the writings of, at that time, Blessed Edith Stein. I started to read the writings of some of the earlier Holy Fathers who had things to say about women. And I began to see quite a different picture of who woman is in the eyes of God than the world was giving us of who woman is. And so when I was invited to write a book and was asked, what's on your heart, I said, women. And I was invited to write a book for women. And out of that effort came the book Full of Grace, Women in the Abundant Life, which has become, if you will, and I'm doing air quotes here, the text of our Women of Grace foundational study. I thought I was finished with dealing with women, you know, after I wrote that book. But, you know, our God, he's a funny God, and you never know exactly what he's going to ask you to do. This burden for women, rather than lessening after I wrote the book, began to increase. And my invitations to speak to women's groups began to increase as well. And I found myself sharing with them what it was that I had studied and learned in preparation for that book. And I could see that when women began to get a sense of who we are in the eyes of God, there was almost a perceptible lifting of oppression and depression. And I realized that women really were in a type of identity crisis. It was in 2003 that I really began to sense that the Lord was saying, okay, you've got to do something about this. And it was out of that experience and the prompting, I believe, of the Holy Spirit that Women of Grace was founded, and we had our first event in October of 2003. The rest is history.
Yeah.
Throughout these intervening years, we have watched this ministry grow by leaps and bounds throughout the United States of America and on into Europe, into the Far East in some cases, and obviously through the translation of our work into Spanish, we're watching it move with great speed into Spanish-speaking communities and areas. So that is the genesis, if you will, mm-hmm. and the history of our apostolate to women called Women of Grace.
So what will participants experience when they attend your November 1st conference at St. Joseph Church in Middletown?
Well, you know, I'm always eager to see what the Holy Spirit has in mind. And while I would like to be able to say, well, I've got a game plan for this event, I don't have a game plan because, you know, I find that my best preparation is to be prayerful. My best preparation is in time of prayer. God knows precisely the women who will be coming. And this is a word that I would like to speak out to all of the women who may be listening to you and me at this very moment. I would like to issue you a personal invitation because God does have blessing in mind for you. And if we don't take advantage of the opportunities whereby we can experience and receive that blessing, then we're bereft of it. And so God is inviting you to come. And if you're hearing my voice right now and you're feeling a little anticipation and flutters in your belly, well, that's a sure sign that the Holy Spirit is at work. God knows, Bob, precisely who will be there, and he does have a blessing in mind for each of these women. And so I come as an instrument, hopefully, to be used by him. But we do have a topic, and I'm very excited about the topic. It's called Be Who You Are and Be That Well.
Mm-hmm.
Be who you are. So within those first three words, we're inviting women to experience who they are as daughters of the Most High God and how it is then that we can live that out. And that's the last part of that topic, and be that well. We fulfill our mission and our purpose in life when we are who God's created us to be, and to the best of our ability, in cooperation with grace, we accomplish that mission. And so women are going to be discovering who they are in the eyes of God, what their mission is, and how it is that they can begin to achieve that mission in the ordinary circumstances of life as well as the extraordinary. There's a beautiful passage in 2 Corinthians 2, verses 14 through 16. And I think that it wonderfully expresses that God wants to do something in us and that he wants to do something through us. And we can experience this when we consider who we are as women and who we are as men, for that matter. And this is what he says, and it's in 2 Corinthians 2, verses 14 through 16. And what we read here is simply this. We find out that this God of ours wants for us to experience this abundant life in all kinds of interesting ways. And we read that we are an aroma of Christ for God's sake. We are an aroma of Christ for God's sake. Among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing, to the latter an odor of death that leads to death, to the former an odor of life that leads to life. And then it goes on and says, who is qualified for this? For we are not like the many who trade on the word of God, but as out of sincerity, indeed as from God, and in the presence of God, we speak in Christ. So women are going to discover this sweet aroma of the gift of authentic femininity and how they can be an aroma of Christ for God's sake in the world in which they live.
Mm. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm very happy this week. My guest is Johnette Benkovic, who's an international speaker, author, television, radio host. And Johnette will be one of the presenters, actually the primary presenter, at the Diocese of Wilmington's Women's Conference, taking place on Saturday, November 1st at St. Joseph Church in Middletown. Johnette, who should attend the conference?
Everybody, especially if they're women.
Yeah.
It's a women's conference, and so I want to invite all of the daughters of the Most High God to come, and that's every woman that's listening to us right now. So if you're hearing this broadcast in this moment, know that God is inviting you to attend this event because he does have blessings in mind. We're going to talk about this gift of authentic femininity, Bob, and we're going to talk about what prevents us from living it fully. We're going to talk about the healing of the wounds of the heart, and then how it is that we fit in this mission into the busy lives that we lead by virtue of our vocation as wife, mother, religious, or single woman, professional woman in the world today. And so I think that that just about hits the broad spectrum of the demographic of women out
there.
Sure,
We
want everybody to come. And I would say this too. I think that young women would benefit very much by this day. And by young women, I mean perhaps young ladies that are 16 years and up, especially college-age women. Hmm. We have much to do, much to do. God's got a grand, magnanimous mission for us, and we're going to find out what it is and how it is that we accomplish it. That makes me excited.
What do you want your participants to come away with at the end of the day?
I want them to come away with a fuller knowledge of who they are as God's daughters. I want them to discover the magnificence of the feminine person and why she is the masterpiece of God's creation. I want for them to come away realizing that this ideal woman is someone who is not foreign to her, but someone who is part of her and can be lived out through her. I want them to come away with a sense of God's provision for them with regard to healing those prevailing wounds of their heart, to be set free by the magnificence of God's grace for them, and to understand that no matter the circumstances of our life, God can do all things in them and all things through them. This is what I hope women accomplish and walk away with. It's going to be a wonderful day in the Lord.
How can our listeners get more information about your apostolate?
Women can go out to our website, www.womenofgrace.com. Again, that's www.womenofgrace.com. And when they come out to womenofgrace.com, they will find all kinds of opportunities to enter more deeply into the abundant life of Jesus Christ and to have that abundant life enter more deeply into them. They will discover that we've got women's groups that are going on all over the United States and beyond, and that we have a Women of Grace curricula, and that we've got blogs that help them to walk this life of faith in God. I would call their attention to our breaking news feature and our New Age blog. So they have all kinds of different ways mm-hmm. by which they can experience this opening of wonder to who they are as women.
And if our listeners would like to get more information about registering for this November 1st presentation at St. Joseph Church in Middletown, they can go to the diocesan website, which is cdow.org. Johnette Benkovic, thanks so much for being with us today on Catholic Forum. We look forward to seeing you in November.
Well, Bob, I thank you so very much. I'm looking forward to being with all of you. And may God bless you in your wonderful work, Bob, and continue your good apostolate.
Thank you so much.